What it do?
I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet. You're scary.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a very special guest in the house. You know what I'm saying? Waterboro, South Carolina.
Oh, you said it right.
You know what I'm saying? Waterboro, South Carolina's in the building. L.A. Leaker, three-peat, freestyle champion.
Come on.
New project on the way.
Yes, sir.
I got introduced to for the cooling you. And was a fan from that point on. You've been doing a series of, well, we'll talk about that after the introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for one of the dopest lyricists and rappers in the game right now. If you didn't know, you're about to find the fuck out.
Let's go.
We got Nick Grant in the building.
Appreciate you guys for having me, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. It's a pleasure.
You should go by Babyface Killer, because you really got the childlike face, but the bars are mean with it, nigga.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. I'm all
man, the shit is crazy. You started doing this this series, like this like Going Back Home series.
Yeah, like a comedy series based on just Sunday Dinner growing up in South Carolina with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got like older family. Like my grandma was born like 1919, so Jeez. My mom's the youngest of 15, so it's like,
oh shit,
that was like fucking back in the day.
Yeah.
Youngest of 15 is a wild ass statement that you just don't hear regularly nowadays.
Right.
Nobody in our generation have a 15 kid.
Yeah.
I guess without internet and TV, you just left with fucking.
Well, she's the youngest of 15 now. She had a younger sister, but she passed away. But she's like the youngest of 15.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but yeah, big family. I went to school with like 40 first cousins, and it was just wild.
40 at the same school?
At the same elementary, yep.
Hey,
yep.
Niggas didn't want no smoke with the Grants.
Nah, this was my mom's side. I'm named after my dad's side.
Okay.
Like, my dad is like the oldest of 10.
Damn, you had cousins.
Yeah, I had cousins. Like, I had like older. My first cousins is like 60.
So you got more than like 20 aunts and uncles too.
For sure. For
sure. Wow.
Absolutely. I'm from like a big family, so I just kind of wanted to like, you know, I always had this thing of like, you know, yo, you got to tell your story. Your story is dope. I would hear that from like just label people and people that were like close to me, and it's like, yo, I don't want to be vulnerable yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, I want to feel like, you know. And it's a lot of stuff that happened, and I want to like position it in a certain way when I give it to the people. So it's like with this, it was like comedy is like the best thing for
me. Man.
You know what I'm saying?
So comedy makes everything more palatable.
Palatable, yep.
Yeah. Cause I mean the jokes that we do about slavery and all of that shit is like, nigga, we smile to get through the pain and shit like that. But I think it's dope because I have been wanting to go back home and spend some time with a couple aunts and my mom that I have left right now and get those stories, because there's so much shit that'll be lost when we lose the elders in our family.
Yeah.
Like traditions, recipes, stories of how this person, that person met, and
that's crazy.
You know, getting over the, like, but if you get it recorded and get it on video or just get the audio, then it can live on forever. But
right.
A lot of times
that.
We get caught up in the now or the future or the shit we got going on, we forget to do stuff like
for
that.
Sure.
Capture, especially like when you move away from the crib. Like I'm from St. Louis, so
yeah.
I don't get back unless typically when I'm doing a show.
Right.
I go back for a show or a funeral. But I'm never just back in the city just chilling like that.
Hmm.
Wow. Same. I only go back for the funerals. It's crazy. I remember when I had a cousin who jumped up and cursed in a funeral. Why the fuck we always only come back for funerals? We got to learn to stick together. It was like, it was wild. It was
damn.
Funny shit. But
damn.
It was crazy, but it was dope, though. It was like, it was dope.
So what's the comedy show about?
Just going back in kind of like me moving to LA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have this story, but I thought it would have been an interesting take on like my journey as far as like being a rapper. But going back home and everybody like, oh shit, he's Hollywood now.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not like that, I kind of wanted to flip it on his head to kind of make it, you know, that much more interesting. So
I am Hollywood. I absolutely Hollywood. I don't stay with family when I go home. The hotels I stay with are out in the county.
Yeah.
It would be like if St. Louis is L.A., I stay out here for my hotels.
Damn.
I'm like 30, 40 minutes away. When we went to St. Louis and we got that house, that's the closest I've stayed in the city in years. Mm.
And how close was that?
We were still in the city technically. We were just right at the edge or the beginning of U City.
And that was East St. Louis that we were at.
No. We were in St. Louis.
St. Louis? Is that
St. Louis has counties, different municipalities, the same way L.A. does, like county guidelines, well, boundaries. County boundaries and shit like that. But it was St. Louis City for the most part.
Okay.
We were close to like the Forest Park area, which is like one of the biggest undisturbed national parks in the United States. Yeah, it's pretty big. But yeah, we was in the city. It's just that I don't be in the city like that.
Right.
Because the trouble, you ain't got to go be looking for trouble. Trouble will find you.
Mm-hmm. So I saw that. I did see that. I did
so see that. So, oh, you went with him?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, yeah, we went
podcast,
for a show.
That was our first live podcast. Oh, and we did it in St. Louis because we were trying to do an after party for Smino because Smino had a concert at the same time. I was trying to like go back, do an after party with Smino, maybe get some content. But we couldn't just link it up together. So we was like, fuck it, let's just take the show. And it was a good time. But it's the city.
St. Louis would be St. Louis
in. We was in the Rice House, getting some food, and these guys walked in and they was like, "Oh, these niggas look sweet." Yeah. They walked back out. They came back in with four other guys. We was like,
"Yeah,
time to go.
Let's go across the street till our food is ready."
Right.
We must have been looking, and we weren't even dressed to.
Like, weren't even dressed sweet.
Yeah, this is just like these niggas look like credit cards. Yeah. Debit cards. All right, Nick, so I'm sure Hippie told you we do a freestyle every beginning of the show. Different song, different freestyle. Only thing we try to do is rhyme scary at some point, like damn it, that you scary with Mary, Harry, Larry, Dairy, Incinerary. It don't matter. You a wordsmith.
Fairy. Oh, wow. Yeah, we figure it out. On the spot, I'm a little, you know.
Hey,
man.
We're not good either.
We're not good. This is the five fingers of disappointment. Not five fingers of death, nigga. We are out here every time fucking it up. But the worst, the better. And every time, somehow we surprise each other. So we just going to kick it off with a beat. We got anybody in the chat? Y'all got an idea for a beat or a genre of music we want to go with? We've done everything from trap opera to
Super Mario
oh, Brothers.
Oh, this is everybody like collectively doing this.
So these are our Patreons. They get to watch it live. The episode comes out on Thursday, and that is when the public gets to see it. But our Patreons, they pay to see behind the scenes and all the uncut versions of everything.
For sure.
Ain't nobody throwing out nothing. I'm gonna have to just what we got. Five fingers of disappointment.
Like a terrible handy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild. They said Jamaican.
Yeah,
Jamaican.
Get them on the show.
Shit, I feel like we just did that one.
Jamaican.
Because the first beat that popped in my head was a doom 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 doom.
Yeah, that's doom, classic.
You might have to just go with that. Hey. Nobody else. Techno spoken word.
Spoken
word. All right,
word.
Now hold on, what Charlie. Is that? What the fuck is that?
He's on multiple drugs right now. that sounds like what be playing at fashion shows, though. Techno spoken words be like, do, sex.
Doo-wop.
What's doo-wop?
Jamaica. Doo-wop is. I had something in my head, and then it's like, shooby doo up, doo 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 up.
Yeah,
they're like the soda pop or the fountain pop music.
Oh, with the red stripes. Oh, that's Barbershop Quartet. Never mind. Yeah.
Fuck it. We'll just do I'll do the Jamaican beat.
Back to the Jamaican.
Fuck it. You know what I mean? All right, so Pat's gonna kick it off and he's gonna rap a little bit and he'll pass it to you. You'll get the gist. Again. We're not good. I just want to set the expectations.
Take a sway in the morning without the pressure.
We ain't dropping no bombs. We don't have a sound box. We ain't got nothing. We're just having a good
don't
time.
Don't expect this to be like the written shit either.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, because ain't none of this written.
Hell
I can
no.
tell you that. Hey.
Okay. We got some dreadheads in here, man. We got Nick and Tahir in the building. We gonna kick it off in island style. Elephant man shit. Let's go, let's go. Oh, had a bad bitch and I bust a cherry. Then I turned on them in a net too scary. She had big old jugs filled with dairy. And long hair and some wings like a fairy.
We what?
Oh shit. I guess I'm gonna start rapping like this. Pop, 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 pop. Blumber the clock, blumber the clock, blumber the clock. I'm gonna pass it to my left. Hey, Nick in this bitch. Hey, we gonna do some air horns. And then we gonna share porn. I'm just kidding, we ain't gonna do that. What you got, Nick? Let's go. Pop, 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 pop.
He said he popped a cherry.
Popped a cherry.
Damn internet, you scary.
Yeah, yeah.
I met a Virgin Mary.
Ooh, okay. Biblical.
The pussy was hairy.
Ooh, hell yeah. 70s shit. Playboy. Hey, side note though.
You think this is crazy.
I just had this conversation with one of my friends.
Do I gotta do the accent?
No, that was great. That was fine. That was great. I just had a conversation with my friend that was like, the whole idea of finding like your dad or your grandpa's porn is pretty much dead now
because
of the internet.
Yeah,
Because everybody had like a stack of nudie mags or somebody that an older person had that they could find, and it was just filled with the magazines that had the hairy situations going on that was popping at the time. But now it's like you gotta either find your dad's search history or I don't know how one would discover
you
porn.
You just do it on your own. You and your dad might not have the same taste.
Right. I mean, it's so easy now. Like, it seems like kids probably find out about porn way earlier than we did. But you won't find no physical stuff, now.
I was thinking about this not too long ago. I was like, I used to find my uncle's nudie magazines and shit. And I just assumed, because a lot of my uncles worked at the junkyard, stripping cars of aluminum and breaking down shit and getting the copper out of it. And I just figured that they found these shits like in the back of cars and shit like that. Because I'll be trying to go through them. I'm like, man, these fucking pages stuck together. It must have got wet.
Oh, no.
I didn't think about this until months ago. Like, months ago. Like,
that's so recently.
That was nut on those pages.
Which is crazy. Why would you do that? Why would you nut on your own magazine?
Man, listen. Savages.
But you got to read it later.
I saw some.
You want to use it later if you don't have the internet.
Wow.
It was a movie called, I don't know, a series called, is it Blackbird? I don't know. It's something on Apple TV. It's about a guy who is a gun runner and drug dealer. He gets caught, and the cops take him to another prison to try to get information from another prisoner about where he hid these bodies of these girls he killed. And while he was in the prison, that was one of his little hustles. He was giving out like magazines.
Like people selling
like,
them?
No, well, they rent them a little bit when they bring it back. And then one of the episodes, that's what made me think about it. One of the episodes, a dude brought the magazine back and he opened it. Our pages were stuck together. He was like, what the fuck? He was like, no.
All of them?
Yeah. And I was like,
cover to cover.
Oh, shit. It instantly connected. That's why the dots connected for me a couple months ago when I watched it. I was like,
ew. Ew, Uncle Raymond.
Uncle William. Uncle Tom. Uncle David.
That used to be a part of people's day. They would just stop at the newsstand. Hey, let me get a Hustler. Let me get a Skittles. And that was.
I remember them being in the newsstands, like, because they would always be in plastic and they'd be covering up the lady's tits. All you can see is her face. It's like, oh, this bitch's face look like she got some good tits.
They did cover them up in bags.
Because that shit would just be in the gas station.
Yeah.
Oh.
I remember that. King Magazine, all that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Hell yeah.
Maya was the queen of King Magazine. I remember when that cover dropped.
It's crazy when you say that. That's the first person I think about.
When you write,
when you think about King.
It's my damn, there was another, what were they, Vixens back in the day? I don't think they call them Vixens now. They just be like,
I think Melissa.
There was another one, Booty Meat.
She had a cover, Who was in green? One of them was in dark green and just took the game over. I'm gonna just look up. Classic King Magazine. Covers.
King one? Wasn't one called Booty Meat or something like that?
Booty Meat?
I feel like it was a Booty Meat something.
That's pretty funny, though.
I mean, spot on, if nothing else.
Right.
Nick, were you always a rapper? Something you fell into? You just good with the words? Or one day you just tried it and just like, yeah, this, like, nigga.
Right. I mean, I always loved hip-hop since, like, I was a kid. Like, I got an older brother. Family members everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So... they playing like, he's playing like Notorious B.I.G., Snoop Dogg, you know what I'm saying? And one of my first like encounters was like stealing Doggy Style and taking that shit to like school.
Yeah.
And it causing like a commotion because the graphic.
Yeah,
was crazy.
Yeah. The foldouts, man.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. So I got in trouble. I got in trouble about the album. My mom was like on my ass about it. And I was like, she was like, you know, he'd be freestyling and stuff. My brother was like, he'd always be in the room just doing a little shit. But I ain't really try my hand at it till I was like 12.
Okay.
I used to write everybody else's rhymes, put my name in them.
Yeah.
When I turned like 12, started battling at school, different stuff.
And damn.
I had this teacher. He
at
was
12?
Like, at 12.
That's aggressive.
It's real.
It's an aggressive 12-year-old.
Walter Burr, South Carolina, nigga. Is either sure. rapping or scrapping, nigga.
For sure. He's so bored, nigga. Ain't nothing to do. It's mm-hmm. like, you ain't got nothing. That's why a lot of talented people come from the South. They got a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To perfect their craft.
Damn.
But yeah, like I had this school teacher who would like throw words on the board and named Jay Fitz, and I would put like words and sentences. He's like, yo, these are like college level sentences, and you know, it started like that. And and I was like, yo, maybe I can like try my hand at this.
So freestyling was first?
Yeah, freestyling was first.
Oh, then you started writing.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a preference?
Writing, yeah.
You just really flex.
You get it's to hard really to do both.
You got more time to like, you know, figure this shit out. But yeah, definitely. Like just being influenced by the Nas's, the Andre 3000s of the world, you know, the Jay-Z's, of course. Just all of those different people and just taking what I want from these guys and kind of applying that who I authentically already am. So
Are you a 90s baby?
No, I was born in 88.
Okay, so you're telling in the 80s.
Yeah, but I grew up in the 90s. So right. Yeah, 90s right.
I was going to tell you, give me a rapper that you fuck with that might be a little obscure to mainstream. Like, I grew up Midwest, so we got everything. So I was listening to A-Ball and MJG. I was listening to all the rappers from Swab House. I was Tila, Crime Boss, MC8. Then I also was big on Spice One from the Spice Bay, E40, all of that shit. We got Cleveland from Bone, all that shit, Do or Die, and Twisted from Chicago. Yeah. So I got everything.
I knew some of those.
And I knew some of those.
I knew a solid six of those.
But is there a rapper or a group that may be from your area or that, like I said, just a little more from obscure if you had the chance to, like, thank them for their work and the shit that they maybe influenced you to do, who would that be?
Outside of, like, the obvious people, I think Pimp C was, like, somebody that I, like, grew up with.
Really?
Like, just his whole style.
Yeah, you don't really hear that.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? He would always have the phone. He had his own thing, shirt unbuttoned.
Yeah.
He was just a player. And I just thought, like, you know, he just looked like somebody from my neighborhood as well. Mm-hmm. So it was like, oh, yeah, I know a bunch of people like him. So kind of resonated with me just watching him, so. And he giving game every record.
Every record. Giving,
take that monkey shit off you.
Embarrassing us.
Like, just, you know, not afraid of nothing. Not afraid to say whatever's on his mind. So I love him for that.
I heard he made a lot of the beats, too. I didn't know that, but somebody recently told me.
Made the beats. Nigga sung the hooks.
Yeah, he was doing a lot of it.
He was producing?
Sure. Absolutely.
I had no idea he was doing all of that.
I could see that, though. He did have, like, producer swag, too.
Yeah, that nigga didn't like the Big Pimpin' album at first. He didn't like the beat.
He didn't
Yeah.
Was he in any scenes with Jay-Z? Didn't he say he didn't like Jay-Z at the time?
I think so. I think he like shot that. A scene in like Miami.
Separately, which is interesting. It's a great song. So I'm glad he did it.
Had the mink on in July.
Bro,
I've tried to wear a fur coat. There's just no weather besides freezing that you could get away with it. I'm sweating all the time.
Bro, I want to take the time and do a deep dive into 90s videos and just look how ridiculous and unhinged behavior were. Somebody just sent me something yesterday about Mystico, like, been so low. This man was in the desert with a turtleneck. A jacket and a hat on.
Oh, shit. I remember that
video.
In the
desert. Why do you have a turtleneck on?
He had a do-rag on, too, didn't he?
He had a do-rag on. A white dude.
It wasn't called Been So Long, was it?
Danger.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Danger.
And then LL Cool J with, like, licking the chocolate off of the girl's leg. It's like, nigga, what are you doing, LL?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
bro,
it was a lot of wild
crazy.
Shit going on in the 90s, bro.
This outfit was crazy. The do-rag.
Look at the pattern on the do-rag, though. That's crazy.
Joe was walking down the street with his homeboys. A chick and her boyfriend are getting into it in the alley. The boyfriend storms off. Joe and his boys, he walks up and is like, yo, I saw your man get into it. You don't need him anyway. First of all, you're in the alley.
That was my first thing.
You never say hello.
He had people with him?
Yeah. There's no salutations being established in the goddamn alley,
She was
sir.
Terrified.
Yeah, right. That's why she gave up the number.
It's a lot of things happening in the alley.
This
That first dude probably wasn't her man. It was probably just some nigga.
Another nigga in the alley.
The last nigga who tried what he did.
Right. Donnell Jones on Where I Want to Be. This nigga was standing outside the restaurant while the chick is on a date.
Oh, yeah. That
video you know how creepy that is, nigga?
That video was not okay. I can't believe he agreed to that.
I got to watch it again.
Because there's no...
I missed that.
There's no period in time where that wasn't creepy.
That nigga's outside with a hat on and a jacket. Yeah. Just looking through the windows.
That's super weird. Was it raining?
I don't think it was raining, but it was nighttime. She was on a date and shit. This nigga's like, yeah, this ain't where I want to be right now. And then followed her to the date. It was like, nigga, what are you doing?
I feel like that music video inspired most of the... like the black McDonald's commercials. You know them, like that run of McDonald's commercials where it was like niggas was like in suits going to the club and then they would like pull out McNuggets or like burgers and stuff.
Which was ridiculous.
That was all from that Darnell Jones video.
That shit was ridiculous. Yeah, I gotta go back. I want just unhinged behavior of the 90s.
Yeah, for sure.
In music videos. I want to get that going.
Let's get into some stories,
yeah,
shall we?
Shit, let's go.
The scary internet. We've been doing something where we categorize genres and we let the guests pick what type of story we talk about, you know, first.
Okay.
So there's interesting, which I would also say weird. Weird and interesting. Murder and death and food. Interesting, murder, and food. What you thinking?
Sunday Dinner. That's the name of the album, so food.
Food. Okay. All right. There it is. Kick it out.
I like that. All right. So one of the food ones happens to be murder also.
Oh.
So it's
yes.
Have you ever heard of the One Chip Challenge?
Absolutely.
Oh, shit. I know you've
for
seen
sure.
It.
Yeah.
The One Chip Challenge. It's by a company called Paqui. Paqui. I've done it. I don't know if you guys have actually.
Fuck nah. My diverticulitis would kill me.
It's a really spicy chip. And a lot of times you'd be hearing like, oh, this is a spicy challenge. Here's spicy ramen, double XL hot. And it don't be that spicy. This is like actually that spicy. And luckily I did it a couple years ago. Since then the chips turned blue.
Oh, wow.
I've done it. When it was
we
black.
We did it all deaf, didn't we? I think we filmed somebody doing it, the spicy chip
the
challenge.
Chip?
A fucked up move would be to like make a whole bowl of nachos with just these chips and don't tell the person.
Damn, you would almost you would smell it though. It's so putrid and like it gets on your hands. I feel like you would smell it, but it's really that bad. Like I really went through it when I tried this. I always wondered if this would happen, but it did. So it has finally been pulled off the shelves because it killed somebody. The One Chip Challenge claimed the life of a teenager. This is a the One Chip Challenge. Paqui is the tortilla chip company responsible for the One Chip Challenge. It's pulling the product from retail shelves. The company spoke out and made the move following the death of a teenager whose family said he had died after consuming the chip. 14-year-old Harris Wallaba participated in the One Chip Challenge on Friday. His mother said she was notified by the school nurse at Doherty Memorial High School that her son had fainted after eating the chip. He was picked up from school, and by 4:30 p.m., family members reportedly found the teen passed out, which is way after school lets out, by the way. It says basically what they said was the Paqui One Chip Challenge is intended for adults only with clear and prominent labeling highlighting the chip is not for children. It says we have seen an increase in teens and other individuals not heeding these warnings. As a result, the company added it was working with retailers to remove the product from shelves. I didn't even know it was sold physically. I thought you had to order it online. But I don't know if the age is what made him die. I think it's the fact that it's a poisonous, hot-ass chip. That's a crazy response from the company. It's just like, well, it wasn't for kids.
Yeah. That's a liability answer. If he was an adult, we would not be as liable because you did it and you're an adult and can.
As opposed to like, our chip shouldn't probably be killing anybody. Like, there's, I can't think of really anything that like is intended specifically for adults. Because if a kid took it, they would die.
Yeah.
You know? Like, obviously, alcohol and weed is for adults, but if kids take them, which they have, it's terrible, but it's like they still, they don't die.
Yeah.
Right.
Something funnier than a 12-year-old crackhead, though. I've seen those.
You have?
Yeah, and they're fast.
Holy shit.
Niggas is fast.
I could only imagine.
They are fast. Yeah.
This is this story is crazy to me because it's right after that challenge that killed other people. It was either people jumping off of cruise ships or jumping off of a boat of some. I forget what challenge. If anybody knows in the chat, let me know. But that killed like 4 people. I'm wondering, like, are we...
Did you have to jump off a boat and hope they save you, or...?
People are, like, jumping off of cruise ships and dying.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know if that was the challenge, though, because I feel like the challenge that I'm thinking of is, like, jumping off of, like, yachts. Some people are drowning because of some random challenge. And I feel like the internet has always been responsible for dumb stuff, like eating Tide Pods and stuff like that. But are we entering the age where, like, challenges are actually... Like, people are literally dying for clout now.
Yes! It's absolutely.
That's been a 100%. Thing. It's kind of been a thing.
It definitely is. Death, if it's not though? The chip, it was the behavior. Like, we talked about that influencer that was in the UK that was just walking to people's houses.
Right.
Just walking it, man.
The pranks are getting to that.
Do that in St. Louis.
No, hell no.
Do that goofy shit in St. Louis. Walk in a...
It wouldn't be a door.
Oh, man. My... All right, well, first of all, fuck you, man.
Fire happens all the time.
You wouldn't make it out that bitch without getting your
hell
ass beat.
Nah, hell
that
nah.
Shit right there, the... The knockout challenge. Remember they was doing that shit, just running around knocking people out.
Mm-hmm.
The lacking challenge, just pulling your gun out on people. Why you lacking?
Yo,
like
crazy.
It's been these challenges for clout or just fronting us a stun for years, bro. It's just
it's crazy.
The clout is crazy. The addiction to that number of
people
likes and followers and views. It's intoxicating for some people.
Well, that's what they social media is addicting for a reason, and that's part of that whole feeding into that addiction.
Absolutely.
It's dangerous because people are basically sitting at home ticking time bombs of trying to go viral. You know, like if your whole thing is doing wild stuff to try to go viral, the worst part is that when you finally do go viral, that same person is just sitting back down like, all right, what next? Now my audience wants to see something crazier. Now they want to see something wilder.
Or you've gotten hurt from said thing you did, and now you've either affected somebody's life, your life, someone's going to jail, or something like that's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's really insane, and it's scary to think that people are just like sitting at home. And it's like we were talking about how shit is different when we were kids. It's like when we were young, the man was like the people were like actors, rappers.
Right.
So people were at least at home learning a skill. Now it's just like being dumb online could get you
for sure.
So now people are just like, what can I do? I'm gonna just try to knock people out, or I'm gonna just jump off this cruise ship because we really need the attention.
It's crazy. Nice, it's crazy. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and it was just like, yo, people would die just to because they know the funeral will be about them, and just to see who would come.
Right.
I was like, yo, that's correct because they know they would get the attention.
Nah, for
at
real.
At the funeral, that shit is wild.
That is true.
That is
I have
crazy.
Seen a bunch of like memes and jokes about like what my funeral should be like or things that are happening at my funeral. So I think if people weren't sure that they didn't get to watch it,
nigga,
you'd probably be right.
If I can come back after I get this love, you know what
right.
I mean?
There's not enough of you niggas crying in the back.
Yeah.
I need more crying.
That would be crazy to be at your own funeral, like watching everybody. Like, hey, come on. Where's the tears?
Right.
I had good times with you. Where's the tears?
I would want like one group of like Sicilian gangsters to come in there. All together, like 6 of them, don't speak to anyone. Interrupt the service. While the eulogy being given, interrupt the service, walk up to the casket, and then kiss me on both sides of the cheek, and then walk out.
That would be hard,
That'd
though.
Be some gangster shit.
That would be
fuck was that?
Everybody, because like, I'm assuming there's nobody else in your family that's Sicilian.
No. Right? No. And you're like, I want them to walk in, but like, the guns are hitting, but you can clearly see he got an AR under his jacket. So nobody's going to say, hey, get away from the KA, man. Wait, what you doing?
Yeah. What was he into?
Yeah, that'd be some gangster shit to just walk out. Drop $20,000 in my wife's lap. I'm like, yeah.
It's like, he was into some wild shit.
Yeah, for sure.
I would want the same at mine, but like tribesmen. like random tribesmen from like some place that don't speak English. And they come through and they're just like,
See, here's the thing, Pat. What you people would expect that, though. They would expect that.
That explains so much.
Bro, we would be at All Diff, and Pat's weekends were like the topic of conversation when we came back on Monday. Everybody would be at the coffee station like, yo, did y'all see Pat's Instagram? This motherfucker one time went out in the desert and was just doing real life fruit ninja.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Like, wow, with the fun. Sword and just throwing watermelons and cantaloupes, but like real life, like, it's like, yo, what the fuck?
That was fun. It was a waste, though. I could say, in retrospect, we wasted a lot of food that day. Caught some flack for it. Won't do it again. But it was fun. I have the memory.
Oh. Cost some slack for it. We'll do it again. People, the comments come in like, oh, this is so crazy. Oh, Pat is crazy. This is dope. Oh, I can't believe Pat did this. Like, why is he wasting so much fucking fruit? People are starving, and he's just out there just fucking wasting fruit.
Well, I didn't know the starving people, though. If I would have known him, I would have given it right to him. No questions asked. Can't just be like, people are starving. That's crazy.
People love. That's always one antagonist, even no matter how much good you try to
mean?
Do. Mr. Beast is one of the biggest philanthropists. This motherfucker's always giving away
giving money away.
Or like helping somebody out. He bought a whole neighborhood for his employees and gave them the houses.
That's
and people still be like, oh, he's only putting this video up so he can monetize off of it. Yes,
yeah,
so
he
can continue
all that money.
Yeah, right. Continue to defeat the philanthropy.
Yeah, like, it's a tax write-off.
I do not understand that. But
why do people think like you also benefiting from something makes the deed not good?
Right.
Like some people do, like they'll donate like $1 million to like a nonprofit. And yeah, it's a write-off. That's why it's a good idea. You get to help people and write it off. Like
right.
People are like, nah, you couldn't have gotten anything out of it for it to be a good deed.
It's those
like,
same people be the ones that go to church. You know the pastor get paid from the church, right? You know those good deeds of people tithing is also paying that pastor's rent.
Oh my God. That's such a great segue into this. Let's talk about tithes.
Shit.
Let's talk about tithes. Y'all been to Memphis, right?
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
So this happened in Memphis, and it almost like opens up a crazy conversation for church tithes, right? You guys play tithes?
Pay them or
yeah,
play?
Yeah. Pay them.
Yeah, pay them. Yeah,
you pay tithes?
I haven't paid in a while.
I don't be going to church like that, but when I do, I feel like I be putting stuff in the collection.
But that's an offering.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Offering is different. Offering is what you give from like...
What?
Like if you don't
that's
go to the church...
That's the 10%
church,
of your discretionary income.
Well, that's the tithing. So that's the tithing is 10%. Okay. Of your income. Like every time you get paid, you're supposed to tithe 10% of your income.
Really? That's not the plate that passes around?
Well, I take it back. I don't pay tithes. I give the offer.
So tithes is like what you're supposed to give as an active member of the church.
Uh-huh.
Almost like your dues, right?
And
an offering is if you want to go above and beyond, or for people who don't attend the church, that's not their home church, but they want to give into it and sow a seed or bless somebody or bless the music ministry or whoever. That's what the offering is. So it's tithes and offering is what the plate goes around.
And you say the TH in tithe?
Tithes.
It's tithes?
That's
tithes.
How I say it.
Yeah, tithes.
I've been saying tithes my whole life. I thought it was like a religious way to say it. I don't know. Because I remember the first time I saw it spelled out, I was like, tithes. Anyways, I didn't know that. So wait, you send it in like with a check or?
No, so you can, I mean, some people write checks and they put it in the envelope and then they put that inside the plate or the bucket.
You do turn in tithes in the offering.
Yeah, you're doing the same thing. It's tithes and offering. They would say it's time for tithes and offering or it's time for giving.
If you don't pay, is there somebody at the church that like reminds
you? No,
it's
not mandatory that you pay. It's just it's understood like your contribution from your tithes goes toward make sure the church is fully functional and operating, as well as the pastor and his family are taken care of. Because sometimes, a lot of times, pastors only pastor. They might not have another job.
Mm-hmm.
So that money gets split between the church staff, and the pastor and his family.
Got it. Okay. All right, well, this is actually makes that even crazier because a Memphis woman just called out her auntie's church because they provided her with a less than lackluster dinner service for her repast funeral service. So Auntie May, which was the person who passed, she was a loyal member of the church for 50 years and reportedly gave more than $200,000 in tithes while she was just very, very adamant about putting money into the church. And then when they had the repast, this is crazy. I want to show you guys. Look at the
Oh, wow.
You bullshitting me.
And so it's three Gave grapes. Lunchable.
That's like a bad school lunch.
No, for real. Putting, you know, the divided to go things.
It was a fish plate.
Putting three grapes in that is crazy because there's so much room left over. But it looks like there's like some kind of weird rice. There's a piece of pound cake in a baggie. And then there's like individually wrapped crackers that are very obviously from a restaurant.
That's crazy.
That's unfortunate.
200,000. And it's almost the same conversation as we talked about it on this show when the dude from Burger King, he worked at Burger King for like 27 years, never missed a day. And they sent him a gift package. It had candy,
some markers or something,
some markers, keychains and stuff like that. And then a GoFundMe had to be started because everybody was like, all right,
that's fucked up.
This is the loyalty that was given back after 27 years of service. These companies don't care about you. Can you say the same for some churches? Because this is kind of crazy. If a member provided that much money,
right,
you can at least get some Chick-fil-A or something. Pizza would have been better. Then three grapes and some pound cake.
Pizza
would have
been better. This is what the church is gonna say. She gave that money over a course of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they got that $200,000 in one lump sum,
right?
And they're like, we are dealing with financial troubles of our own right now, and we weren't in a position financially to really handle this. We housed the funeral. We did the funeral for free. We did the service in here, and financially we were strapped. It's probably what they're gonna say.
If the funeral was at the church,
people have been on the church for tithes since long time before there was like Protestant Reformation and all that. That was one of the big issues with them, was the church taking money and them the people not seeing a
difference
or something that they're getting out of it. Like the church would build lavish chapels and like have huge stained glass windows and things that are covered in gold, but then the people are still poor and not getting anything from that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was why the Protestant Reformation happened, or one of the reasons. So for people to still be kind of complaining about that, I can see on their side of like, yeah, if you're giving to something, you'd expect something at least the end of your life to culminate in like, this is how much this person's offered us.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that the church should reach out too, because I'm sure, don't churches have like an access to like what the Roman Catholic Church and gets in the Vatican and all that they can get?
I don't know if that applies when it comes to like Kojic and not
I don't know how that works, or if there's like a collective thing that they can reach on.
We don't really be fucking with that. But
well, here's what's crazy that actually makes this story even wilder. The church offered, they didn't ask. ask for this. The church went out of their way to give these bullshit ass funeral plates, and
So they're like, no, we got the food covered.
We got it. No. They had one bunch of grapes for everybody there.
it was just one bushel of grapes, and they just pulled from that whole thing for the whole.
And there's two red grapes and one green grape, so that means they split two types and tried to make it so that they had different color and stuff like that.
That's unfortunate.
That's a wild time right there.
Well, listen, speaking of money, if you are into fantasy football, sports fantasy, or any daily fantasy sports, you need to be checking out Prize Picks. Now, I had to get information on this because I wasn't really versed in the world of fantasy sports. But what Prize Picks, what I like about them is, it's not like a lot of the other companies where you're in a pot with 1,000 other people and everybody's putting all of this money in, because in that pot, you got professionals that are there, you have sharks and everything. You don't have the best chance of winning. But when it comes to Prize Picks, instead of battling thousands of other players, you pick more than or less than on a 2-6 player stat projection, and then the winnings are all yours. So you're basically just batting against their stats. For instance, if you say, the Lakers are playing the Knicks, right? And the Lakers have to fly to New York, right? You know that Bron doesn't do well on road games, so his points might be down. His average worth of rebounds may be down. All of that. So you're literally just betting against the numbers versus betting against thousands of other people who are thinking these exact same things, and you have a better chance of winning when you're betting against the stats versus a thousand other players. So the great thing about it is you only have to pick, you have to put a minimum of two stats, a maximum of six when it comes to the projections, and the payouts are great. Prize Pick is the most fun that most people have had when it comes to daily fantasy sports. Football season is going right now for all of those that are crazy about football. I'm more of a basketball guy, but football season is crazy right now. I pick up in football when it gets a little closer to the Super Bowl because right now it's just too much. I don't understand how people be like so excited about college football. It's so many college teams. How do you keep up with all of these players' names, man? That's crazy to me. But hats off to the people that can do it. Prize Pick is really simple to play. Make your picks and the entry. You can do all of it in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and enormous selections of players and stat types are what make Prize Pick the daily number one fantasy sports app. All right? So I encourage you guys. I signed up for it. I had to reach out to BT. He told me how to do it for the first couple times. I ain't win a whole lot of money. I ain't gonna hold you, but your boy didn't make 20, and I'm good with that. I'm the type of person, like, as long as I get my money back, I make a little more, I'm solid with that. But go to prizepicks.com/DIYS. Use the code DIYS for a deposit match up to $100. You get a free matching of $100. Put $100 in, get an extra $100. Do it right now. Go to prizepicks.com/DIYS and use the code DIYS for your first deposit match up to $100.
Hell yes.
Prize Pick. Daily fantasy sports made easy. They want that tagline in. That's for you, so you don't forget it. You a big sports person?
Basketball. I'm same. I feel you on the football.
Yeah, it's a lot, yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm normally tuned in playoff Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's their teams. I have a homegirl who is a she's a flight attendant, but only for like sports teams. Mm-hmm. So she like flies with the teams that are going. And I think she's with a baseball team right now, but football teams are so fucking big, man. Yeah.
What do you mean?
The play, what do you think, Cam, about 50?
People on a team?
Yeah, football team.
Damn.
Not including crazy. Just players, but yeah. Or do you think there's just 50 players?
Talking about the organization?
Yeah, because you got the offense and the defense, and you like the bench players, the players that are on the bench.
That's a great question.
Yeah. Average football team? Let me find out.
You're talking about NFL.
53 players.
53 players, bro. Sheesh. That's not including the coaches, the assistant coaches,
right,
the defensive coach, all of that shit. All of these people, bro. That's a lot of fucking people. Yeah. Motherfuckers just be rim. They be rattling off people's names like they grew up with them. I be like, hey, man, that's serial killer behavior. Well, people be like, I've been watching this kid since high school. You're a pervert. You need to calm down, bro. Calm down. That's funny.
Super sports fans do try to make you feel bad for watching the winners and watching around Super Bowl time. But it's like, but that's when it's interesting.
Right.
That's when the stakes are higher. It's like, oh, you weren't watching Floyd Mayweather box in the gym?
No, I was not sparring.
Right. No. No, I watched when he was rich and famous. And
why would I watch him getting ready for
$30 million? that's when I tuned in.
I wonder if Floyd does some of the stuff. I mean, he has a personal chef, but I've been on this whole weight loss kick, guys, and I ain't gonna lie to you. I've told y'all before, I had to get with this Factor, okay? Factor was fire. All right, it has so many options with it, and typically I've tried a couple of the mail food order type things that get sent to you. The thing I hate the most is the ones that are frozen, and that's one of the great things about Factor is it's never frozen, okay? It is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It comes cool. You put it in the refrigerator, pop three holes in it, put it in the microwave. Your food is ready to go. And when I tell you it's seasoned, y'all know me. I ain't gonna hold you on no foodie stuff. I be at buffets with my shirt off. I'm really in these streets. You understand me? Factor gonna give you that quality food. You understand me? Adjust your stride this autumn without missing a step. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packed fresh, never frozen meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. Now, you got 34 options to pick for the week, all right? If I told you right now to name me 34 items of food or 34 meals, you couldn't do it. Pat, give me 10.
Carrots.
Right? No, meals.
Full meals?
Yeah.
Flatbread.
Flatbread what? That's not a meal?
Steaming veggies.
steak and eggs. That was one.
That was horrible. But you see what I'm saying?
It's hard.
Most people can't even think of 10. You got 34 to pick from every week. Level up with Gourmet Plus options prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. Treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. I don't really be doing a whole lot of asparagus. But
it's
you get
good.
To pick what you want. It is, but you got to do it right. You cook have to cook it to a still crispy, because once it goes limp, you be like,
I will eat some limp asparagus, though, but you're right.
It's such a thin line, too. It's such a thin line with it, man. And if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and try to feel your best, tackle a busy autumn, try the protein meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. They have smoothies. They have protein mix. You got the upscale mix. You have too many options when it comes to Factor. And again, I'm telling you, it is delicious. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice with offset 100% of the delivery emissions. Sources 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices, and features sustainability source seafood in their meals. This September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. All you have to do is head over to factormeals.com/DIYS50 and use the code DIYS50 to get 50% off. That's right, you're getting 50% off your first order. That code is DIYS50 at factormeals.com/DIYS50 to get 50% off. Don't tell me I ain't never done nothing for you. All right? Get your shit together.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. There was a cool period in my life where, the frozen TV dinners had me in a chokehold. Yeah. Y'all ever do them?
I did them. I absolutely did. In college? Hell yeah.
Which ones was y'all go to?
I did the gourmet. I went from the blue to the green. So I went for the super cheap one.
Blue, like the one with the penguin on it. I fucked with that one.
Oh, that's the kid. That's what I start.
King Cuisine. Yeah.
Fucking them. Fucking them little nuggets up.
They had us like microwaving them brownies and shit.
That shit still be cold.
That shit was dangerous.
You gotta cook that shit separately.
For real though, there was always one thing that was like way too hot, like volcanically hot, and then the corn or something would be cold and wet.
Man.
But it was fire, though.
That's when I switched to the green one. What's the green one? Gourmet?
I did Hungry Man, too.
Hungry Man was solid.
I felt like that made me feel like better than Kid Cuisine, because... Yeah. Buying Kid Cuisine and then getting into a car and driving is fucking
knowing
crazy.
That it's for you. Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. That lets you know you got some things in your life you still need to work on.
Yeah, for real.
You're not there yet, baby. Crazy. You're not there yet. You still got some stuff to work out, baby. You still doing that.
Hungry Man had Banquet. I know what you're talking about.
That's the red one.
That's the red one. That's that one had the lasagna and all that. Or Stouffer's. Stouffer had really good ones. But my go-to was the Hungry Man that had, like, the fried chicken. It was just a big-ass ball of chicken. It was like a breast or something.
A big-ass ball of chicken?
It was just like a giant breaded chicken. And it slapped every time. I remember the commercials made them look way better than they were.
Always. That ain't even the same food.
It looked like Popeyes in the commercial.
That is not even the same food they show on you. Hell nah, boy. You crazy as hell.
Yeah, that shit was terrible.
Yeah, I know that shit had to be bad for you. It came in like all plastic film was touching it and shit. Sometimes it got into it.
Ugh. Hungry Man. Here you go right here. There's your Hungry Man. Shit right there.
Oh, damn. God. That's the one I was talking about, too. Ain't no way that's what it
looked
like.
That chicken looked like a hash brown, bro.
That's crazy that's what it looked like. In my head, it still looked like the commercials.
Nah, here's another Hungry Man. The Salisbury. Oh, now the Salisbury steak.
They don't look like nothing. But
it don't. That's food, just pressed meat together.
Lean Cuisine.
That don't look good at all.
Oh, I just clicked that Kid Banquet. Cuisine was a spinoff of Lean Cuisine.
Yeah, that was a Banquet right there.
That's Banquet, terrible. I for sure had Banquet. Smart ones was never the move, though.
Nah.
Even back then.
Nah.
That's
nah.
crazy.
Marie Callender's. That's what it was. That's what I was supposed to do.
They had some straight ones, too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
That's
meatloaf and gravy.
Loaf and gravy.
Just like, that shit like an unseasoned McRib.
Whoever named meatloaf, there's no way they could cook.
loaf of meat.
That's horrible. Be creative.
I love meatloaf, though.
Meatloaf is really, really,
that's
really good, though.
Smack.
I actually replaced ham with meatloaf in the for the holidays.
For holidays? Okay, that's solid.
Like, there's like a chef that like makes it with like this ketchup-based sauce. And it's so much better. I haven't looked back. I eat meatloaf every Thanksgiving. And I still think it's kind of weird, but
ain't meatloaf? Some people put oatmeal in meatloaf.
There's a lot of different. I think that's the cool thing about meatloaf is you can get a lot of different. It's a range of like oatmeal, kinds though? Of meatloaf.
All right, bro. I feel like I remember seeing somebody put oatmeal in meatloaf.
Oats?
It's like you don't have enough meat, and you need a filler. Put oats
yeah,
in
let me see.
Yeah, but I thought potato was like the number one meat filler.
Yeah.
You're trying to be healthy, maybe?
Huh?
You're trying to be
for
healthy.
Oatmeal?
Throw oats in there.
Okay. I don't know if that would taste good. Oatmeal and meatloaf. Classic meatloaf with oatmeal recipe. Yeah, I know I saw that.
That doesn't sound that good.
Hey, man, listen, I'm just saying, like, it's out there, man. It's a crazy world we live in, but you won't find that at Factor.
It's all part of the ad.
Brought it all the way back.
If y'all could have a robotic extra body part,
oh shit,
what y'all going with?
Extra, as in like extra arm, extra leg.
Has to be extra, yeah. So not like robo dick. Like if you choose that, it's in competition. It'd be yeah. Mm-hmm. So no enhancement.
I mean, you got the robo dick. That's one of the pink, one of the stink.
That's what?
Yeah. Hmm? That's true.
What?
One in the pink, one in the stink.
Oh, you mean if you added one?
If you added one.
I mean, unless it was tied to my nerves.
Bro.
There'd be no point in it.
And if you can't take it off, that could get very annoying quickly.
Yeah, I can see that.
Where would it be?
But that group chat would be crazy talking about you.
Where would it be?
Maybe stack them or something?
You think it would go above the penis? Or would it go? Would you go on the side? Would you go under the balls?
If it's robotic, maybe it shrinks down.
Yeah, maybe it moves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Size changing.
It moves. It would feel like that would feel like a strap on then. I'd feel like a.
In my head, that's what it looks like. That's
why I'm like, I don't know if this is gonna work. All right. It only looks weird because we don't have it. Yeah. I'm getting a robotic dick. I'm gonna make this a thing.
So dicks aside, and wait, no, arms don't count because arms got like hella shit on it. You gotta be like one, like an extra toe, extra eye.
Oh yeah,
one
give me an extra
thing.
Eye.
Extra eye?
Yeah, I need to see.
Behind you?
Yeah, for sure.
How would that work for just like regular looking though? Like if we were like looking at each other right here, but we were always
you could also see also,
that would be
you.
Annoying, right?
Right. How would you get access to does it fit in my range of sight or does that give me a 360 view?
For the back of the head.
Because you're talking about how to integrate a digital like video signal like to it. Why is it saying aren't a digital video signal?
No.
So like either you replace your entire vision with it or I don't know how you would.
I would rather that like close my eyes and then that one starts working like a backup camera like in the car. It's not just always playing.
I guess playing. You don't need it all the time. A lot of times you're sitting.
Yeah.
So, you know, like you're in an airplane, or on an airplane, you're in that seat, you don't need to see. You're driving, you don't need to see. Usually, you got the headrest. I mean, I guess you could take the headrest off and see always so you see if anybody's about to crash into you.
Feels like it'd be more distracting than looking at the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Seeing it always.
I've been a lot of ass that I pass on the street.
With that would better, yeah, you could look at a lot without having
walking,
to look at
you have to close your eyes real quick. You'd be baiting hella criminals because everybody would think you sleep. They'd be trying to like come and rob you or something.
For sure.
A big ass eye open of your back.
That's crazy as hell. Yeah, I don't want no parts of that.
Well, the thing that's actually, I guess, potentially going to be a thing in the future, people are using a 3D printed third thumb.
Mm-hmm.
To exceed human capabilities. So it's not like how we said our dicks would be. It's not next year. It's over here. And people are playing guitar with it, cooking with it, doing all types of stuff, and they're controlling it with their big toe, which kind of threw me off.
Yeah.
So they're controlling the other thumb with their big toe?
Yeah, so obviously this is regular, and then they would move their big toe to like grab something like this with the thumb that's over here. And then they can do other things with their fingers.
It's like a lot of mental coordination, but
yeah.
I mean, it's definitely not ideal with
not
the toe
all,
with
man.
The toe the toe programming. But I can see why they did that because, like, how else? What else on your body would you use to like?
Because it's got to send a signal to some muscle to move something
right.
somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So unless it's like something on your face,
It couldn't be another finger because then you got two fingers doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Oh yeah. So it's. It's definitely weird, but I mean, the only thing they can do is close and open. But I feel like technology that's pointed in that direction is kind of cool. Because now we're thinking of like cyborg parts. They might even do what I'm hoping for, which is like robo legs, make you faster and you can jump and
shit. Well, because like the extra thumb would make your grip strength stronger. Like you could hold on to something a lot better having another thumb on the other side of your hand.
Right.
So that's kind of the augmentation there.
Yeah, when you think about how many things, just like your phone is like you're fully
you wouldn't be dropping it.
Yeah, but you don't really hold these. The rest is just there for backup. But a lot of things you just hold with your thumb. So if you have another thumb, you could pretty much do like a whole other thing while your thumb is
That two in a ping, one in a stink would be crazy. Because that motherfucker is like.
It's almost at the right angle.
It's at the right angle. You ain't got to do much.
You don't even know you're doing it. You're just
wiggling that toe. That's
stop
that
wiggling your toes. Oh, my bad.
You ever fuck a girl to your music?
Nah, hell no.
Is that weird? Is that would that be narcissistic?
It's weird. Like, he puts it on. If she put it on, it might be different. Like, it'd be like, oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, she want to put it on.
She's like, what if I got a playlist and it's all your music? I'm like, bitch, all right, I get it.
That'd be kind of cool.
Who's that much of a fan?
I got to get out of there.
That's what you're like. Oh, shit.
He's a fan now.
It's like, I also cut your name into my skin.
You ever had anybody do that to you, Pat?
What?
Y'all about to get fucked and she plays one of your songs.
Hell no. Nah.
Really?
Nah, I don't even like it when girls like talk about like the shit that I like shoot and stuff. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Like, I saw you on that kind of.
It'd be weird. Yeah, because I remember a long time ago, I went on a date and the whole time they were just talking about like their favorite episodes of this. And the time I said this and stuff like that. I was like, oh, this is terrible. So I can only, I don't know.
What's Craig like in real life?
Yeah,
what's CP like in real life?
That shit don't. Nah, I'm okay with that.
You go home, you see the family. Are they asking you those questions? Like, have you met this rapper? Have you met this rapper? What's they like?
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
Is it cool like to, you know, give them like the hope that anybody, no matter where you're from, can make it out, or does it get annoying at some point? Or
I think that's the best part about it. It's not really annoying. I find myself repeating a lot of the same shit, a lot of the same shit. But for the most part, it's just dope that, you know, somebody can see like, oh shit, that's my cousin. Or,
yeah,
I saw you with this person or I saw you with that person. So, you know,
you got that one. It's cousin, dope. Like, hey man, you be fucking all the hoes out there, huh? It's one cousin don't care about nothing. All
nothing
the way. Yeah, I saw man. You got the Soul Train on court.
When you going on tour, nigga?
What the bitches be looking like now in LA, though, man? It be some bad ones up there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always
the older uncle, too.
Yeah.
Damn, nigga, if I was still young, nigga.
Hey, I come on that road with your nephew. We be throwing it back.
For sure.
We be throwing it back.
It's crazy.
We be throwing it back. We getting them, nephew. Oh shit! So the new album's coming out Sunday Dinner. Do we have a release date?
September 22nd.
Oh shit!
Nice. Yeah, soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, very soon. Yeah, the album is simply about that. I grew up. My mom, you know, my dad had like issues or whatever that forced me to like live with my grandma. She took over and took custody of me. She was a lot older, so she kind of couldn't keep up with me as much as she wanted to. But her rule was, nigga, you gotta go to school and you gotta go to church. That's like my only rule.
Ooh, that's a grandma.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a grandma.
And I think that was everybody's rule. Like her adult children, her grown children, you know, they would come back and, you know, I saw like different examples. I saw like my cousin who went to college, you know what I'm saying? So it was like that example was my cousin who was the drug dealer, but dressed fly. It was all of these different people in the house. You know what I'm saying? And the conversations that were going on. And I'm just a bad kid in the project on his bike, riding around with the card in the bike, just picking up on my intelligence. And just taking from all these people and just building, you know, like I did with these artists. Same thing, just building who I wanted to become. So that's what the album about. Each person becomes a song or an experience, but it's not just inside of the house, it's outside. All of these people and different characters that I came across.
So this grandma, this is the one who had 15 kids, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so she was equipped.
No, for sure.
What's up.
For sure. Everybody's like, grandmas, yo, she did better with you than us. Like, you got more of her time and all of this stuff. Like,
that's what's up.
Yeah, nah.
Shout out to the grandma.
Dopest person ever. For sure, yeah.
Grandmas be holding it down with some good cooking. They gonna steal the right stuff in you.
I be wondering what new grandmas are gonna be like though.
Trash. These bitches is like ain't none of these bitches. My daughter is doomed. She don't know how to cook a goddamn thing. She gonna be all a trash recipes. Grandma. My daughter gonna be a trash grandma because she ain't want to learn. She ain't want to learn. When she get her own place, she gonna come back and you teach me how to cook. Nah, fuck that. Google it. You always got your phone in your hand. Google how to cook that goddamn meatloaf with that oatmeal in it.
Because everybody, all the women I know who are really good cooks learn from their mom or grandma.
Yeah. Right.
So it's like if that cuts off, it's just going to be all like YouTube food.
Bro, we are going to lose. I'm predicting in 15 years we're going to lose baked macaroni and cheese. These young bitches don't know how to cook.
I think that's one of those things that might stick around.
Yeah,
I feel like
certain
we're gonna
restaurants
see the obscure shit fall off first.
We're gonna see baked macaroni and cheese leave. We're gonna see sweet potato pies leave.
Stew's gonna be
pies.
Out of here.
They gonna be stew's gonna be
stew's
out of here.
Out of here.
Yeah. It's gonna be out of here.
For
beans
sure.
like I do my pinto beans
fried
with
chicken.
The goddamn fried chicken is too
fried
easy.
Fried chicken,
it just ain't gonna be good. It ain't gonna be cooked with no love. When they do it too fast, you just like you don't. If you just battering the chicken with just a flour and a little pepper, that shit ain't gonna hit. You ain't gotta dip it in no egg, bitch. Who raised you to not dip your chicken in no egg, bitch?
Even if the black community stops with the fried chicken, we got Koreans, so I think fried chicken's in a good spot.
ain't nothing like your grandma's chicken or your family's chicken though. Like that palate just it hit different.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It hit different, man. We're gonna lose a lot of shit 10-15 years.
I can see yams being gone too, like yams going extinct.
I ain't never really been that big hurt on it. I ain't gonna hold you. Like I on sweet potato pies, I fuck with it, but like just yams on the plate, should be running all over the place. Super sweet.
It do infect other stuff. I've never like been. My family never did it, or I've never been to a Thanksgiving that did like the marshmallow top. Is that a thing?
For sure. Hell yeah.
Is that what makes it candied?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, I think there's other elements too.
Candied yams?
I don't really fuck with that at all. I'm telling you what, I haven't had since my grandmother passed a good ass rice pudding or a good ass bread pudding.
Bread pudding is
my
definitely an older recipe.
Rice pudding used to slap.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Oh, you talking about a cheap meal, like a cheap dessert?
Right. Yeah. The rice?
Rice pudding, yeah, baby. Yeah. That's cheap. We get you some white rice. I don't know how my grandma did it.
I thought I had that at an Asian restaurant.
You might have.
They do it there. Yeah,
yeah, my, but my grandma used to cook it too. It was a day when she did that, child.
Damn.
It was good.
You sounded
good
like your
ass
grandma
time.
When you said that. That's how you know it was good. That was the day, child.
I started drinking coffee. I started drinking coffee with my grandmother and my grandfather. My grandfather was, sort of the earth man. Drink coffee out of Campbell's can. Like, just kept a soup can and just did that for months on end.
With the sharp edges?
Yeah, that man didn't care.
Why'd he go out of his way to be tough like
bro,
that?
Bro, I don't. My granddaddy like would get into it with anybody. He got into it with my grandma's pastors. He got into it with managers of stores.
More than
police
what?
Officers. Yes!
The pastors?
Yes.
Crazy.
Like he fought them?
Nah, but like went up to the church with his gun, cursing the shit. Didn't go inside the church, but standing outside with the rifle. My granddaddy, he acted senile, but we knew it was an act. But it was like, nigga, you're not crazy yet. Stop acting.
Oh, so there wasn't really a reason for it?
He was just a wild boy.
Put
Charles
up to
McCombs
the,
was
to
a
God's
wild
house
boy.
With the strap is pretty
right,
wild.
Yeah,
hey, come
crazy.
Outside, God.
He was wild.
That's crazy.
He was wild, man.
Damn.
My granddaddy was out there, boy. He was not for the bullshit, man. I got to get these last two off too fast.
For sure.
Let me knock these out real quick. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen. Talking about Game Time. Nick has a new album coming out. That's going to be on September 22nd. Are you planning on touring at all with this? Have you made it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, shit.
For sure.
Oh, shit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you plan on catching Nick on one of those dates, then you need to download the Game Time app right now. All right. Now, I've told you guys about Game Time. Game Time is one of the best ways, in my opinion, the best way to get all your tickets for any type of performance, theatrical appearances, sporting events, all of that. And they have amazing last-minute deals. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy all of those tickets because it shouldn't be a stressful situation. You shouldn't be stressing and going from site to site and all of that. They have the best price guarantee. You can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped about the fun you're going to have. I bought my Masego concert tickets for me, the kid, and Fran. And I told you one of the my favorite features about Game Time is not only does it let you pick the area that you want to sit, it gives you a number of options to choose from. You get to pick the area, but also when you click it, you get an actual view of what it's going to look like when you're sitting in that seat. So imagine you're in row 13, seat D, right? When you click on that, you hold your phone up. It's like the augmented reality. You can turn your phone and you can actually see what it's going to look like from that position in that seat when you look right and left, which I've never seen on an app before, okay? Ticketmaster could never. Could never. Shout out to Game Time for incorporating some dope technology in it. You get exclusive flash deals on football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And as I said, you get the images of your seat before you buy, so you know what to expect when you arrive. You can buy tickets in a matter of seconds. Two taps and you're set. Tickets are sent directly to your phone, so you'll never have to dig through your email. That's another thing, man. Some of these companies, you buy something, you got to search for the tickets when they don't have like an app, or you can't just put it in your wallet. It's just crazy. Why would you not have that? I ain't going to call no names, but y'all know who you are. All right, so download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code DIYS to get $20 off your first purchase. You are right, get $20 off your first purchase. Look out for those Nick Grant concert dates that are coming. Terms apply again, create an account, and redeem your code, our code DIYS for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. And you know what? Shit, since we still got the camera on us, let's talk about sex.
Nice.
Huh? Who doesn't like it?
I like
Who
it.
Who don't like smashing? Like Show me somebody that don't like the nasty horizontal hokey pokey.
Nice.
I like it. And I like to do it to the best of my abilities. Before we unmuted the mics in here, we were talking about Blue Chew yesterday. Okay, well, we were talking about today, but in terms of yesterday. Blue Chew is, for me, my penis with the Superman cape on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when I first signed up for Blue Chew, I did not need it. Pat did not need it. Neither one of us needed it. But it's like, if I can get the most out of my penis and the play, why would I not try that? And so I tried it. And that was over 2 years ago, guys. I'm still signed up. I'm paying this out of my pocket. I don't have no discount code. I'm just paying raw money. You understand me? And I'm still rocking with it. I still believe it. I get my shipment every month. They let me know a couple days before the shipment comes out. It's, hey, we're preparing your order. Then they let me know when it's shipped, and then it comes right to my door. I absolutely love Blue Chew. It is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in a chewable tablet and at a fraction of the cost. And you could take them anytime, day or night. I was telling them a story about it. You can take mine. Right. If I know I'm going out, me and Fran going out, I'm gonna take it before we go out, so we can get back in. I'm about to get in. You know what I'm saying? Be ready day and night, anytime the opportunity arises. In the process, it's super simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part is, all of this is done online. No awkward doctor offices, no awkward doctor visits, no awkward going to the pharmacy, waiting in line, somebody looking over your coat. What'd you get? Get off of me. It comes to your door, all right? Very discreet package. Nobody know what you got going. And even if they do know, so what? You finna do some good smashing, okay? This is some quality smashing going on with this Blue Chew, all right? So if your eyes are ready to take your sex to the next level or just see what could be, go ahead and sign up. Go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code DIYS, and you're going to get your shipment for just $5. And that shipment is actually free. You're just paying for the shipping and handling. All right, you're going to get the first one for the free ski-lee-ski. All right, you just pay $5 for shipping and handling. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank BlueChew for sponsoring this ad and this podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Noise. All right, so
noise.
To take us out, I want to ask y'all what y'all favorite, like, guilty pleasure fast food is. Like, any fast foods out there that
7-Eleven hot dogs.
Is that considered fast food? I mean, it is fast food, but, like, it's a mart.
That would be fast food.
Mart is fast food?
I mean, it's food that takes little time to prepare, I guess, or is previously frozen. I'm not sure how you exactly.
It do be showing up on fast food lists.
Shows up on Postmates, too.
Have you ever Postmated a hot dog?
Yeah, no.
Because the whole point is it's fast.
No. All right, I'll be real with you. I've ordered food, on Postmates, and you know, like, order within the next 5 minutes, you can get this from 7-Eleven. So, like, for a drink or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely going, it was like, let's get this hot dog. Okay, no.
And that's a deal Postmates gives?
Yeah, so, like, if you order something from, like, a Walgreens or even another food place, then they have to pass a 7-Eleven on your way.
You can get
it's
a
like, you can order from 7-Eleven within the next 5 minutes, and they're at the so you stop.
And you might get, like, a discount on what you get there.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
On the way type?
So you ain't even a real foodie, my nigga.
That's crazy.
So you ordered food and then got more food because he was passing by a place with food.
You know what, Cam? What you said with that talk?
Oh, wait. So it wasn't like a Walgreens. What was the first place?
Hello, guys.
He said like a Walgreens, like it was like he went shopping like at Target. You went to a food, you ordered food and had them pick up food on the way?
I knew I wasn't going to finish the halal guys, right? I knew I wasn't going to finish that. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to have this for lunch, and then I'm going to save the rest for dinner. Now I got the hot dog. I can eat the hot dog, and now I only need two scoops of the halal guys. Now I got more for dinner. I was planning.
But you already had the rest of the day planned out for food if the halal guys was two meals. So
that's,
you just added
crazy
a meal.
You in my business like that. That's crazy. Cost you nothing to mind your business.
If only they could have swung by and dropped the hot dog off first and then gone and picked up my meal.
They probably just had the dude throw the hot dog into the car on the way as they slowed down and just threw a hot dog in.
Are they doing on DoorDash too? It's called Double Your Dash on DoorDash. How about that? Thank you, Tiff.
That's
you know
wild.
Mean?
I haven't used DoorDash in a minute, but that's hilarious.
Hey, man, just...
It's a double pass.
Just mind your business, man.
You also...
What?
Could just order more food from the first place.
That's what I mean. It's very funny.
You niggas don't like variety? Y'all don't like variety? Man, fuck y'all. I ain't finna sit up and explain myself to y'all.
Kevin's a little worse. He'll time it so everything comes to your place at the
yes,
same time.
I'll do that too.
That takes some skill.
Yeah.
But timing out different restaurants makes
so he orders
the
drink like closer to the. Okay.
Fattest shit I've ever done was order a pizza from Pizza Hut. And then I went on Postmates and ordered just the ranch. Right?
Oh, shit.
But you have to spend a certain amount, yeah. So I had to buy two tubs of the ranch.
Tubs?
Yeah, because you know they got the small little cups, uh-huh. But you can get like a big cup of ranch.
Mm. Oh, I didn't know you could pay, because I paid $1.29 and I got a tiny little dip cup. From
yeah,
it,
now
I'm
you
like,
get the big cup.
Somebody ordered. Somebody delivered just ranch to your
hey,
house?
Hey, man, why you be saying shit like
was
that,
it
bro?
A different Pizza Hut?
Well, Postmates got the Wingstop okay. ranch, and then Pizza Hut was the delivery
okay, so
guy.
So you got ranch from another
yeah,
place.
Yeah,
that's how that driving
the
next to each other.
Okay. Yeah. Race, bitches. Whoever wins gets the biggest tip.
The ranch guy probably saw the pizza guy and was like, oh, okay.
Dear? I'm actually going up the day. You want me to take it? I can just take home.
No sense the whole drive over. What's your guilty pleasure fast food?
McDonald's French fries.
Okay.
You got to ask for them fresh, though.
They've changed it since they took the beef out of the grease.
Since they took the what?
They used to use beef stock in their grease, I believe.
Oh, because
and
vegans...
the fries used to taste different.
Damn.
And now that they stopped
good.
Doing that, it tastes different.
Do you know they put sugar in the salt?
You say what?
Oh, wow.
They put sugar in the salt for the fries.
Why?
No, did not
to
know
make
that?
It taste better.
To make it taste better? I mean,
well,
that,
yeah, it makes you want more.
You know, it's you definitely know it's something different because no other fries taste like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I always thought it was part of the fry process because of how like crystallized they look afterwards. But I guess that's the sugar.
Oh yeah, that's just that's down, just. Yeah. Yeah, that's they those ain't that ain't real fruit food.
Yeah, I don't want no more now.
were any of y'all on the Taco Bell train?
Oh yeah, nah. I fuck with Taco Bell. Not as much as I used to, but I definitely used to fuck with Taco Bell. I can eat Taco Bell anytime. Me too.
I never really fuck with Taco Bell.
Really?
Never really.
Nah, never.
Hey, you South Carolina niggas is different, bro. I saw the guy and niggas get money, and so I'm switching up, nigga. Did y'all have Taco Bell in Waltersboro?
Yeah, for sure.
And you still want to fuck with it like that?
I wasn't fucking with it like
that's
that.
That's where you don't want to like, get Taco Bell.
Yeah,
right.
That's the only place you can get it, though. Well, you, the motherfuckers, you have a lot of Mexican like options.
No, we ain't.
See,
had,
nigga,
yeah, that was the only one.
That is premier Mexican cuisine in Waltersboro.
We got Checkers up the street too. We gonna go to Checkers.
Hey,
I
yeah,
never
the fries,
the shit, the fries,
fries is unmatched.
Because everyone knows LA has great authentic taco spots, but even our non-authentic taco spots might be better just because we're in
closer
LA.
Closer, yeah. People right.
Bro,
making
before I moved to LA, I thought Taco Bell was premium Mexican food.
Was like
it gets voted top of the U.S. like every year.
Because yeah, because I didn't. We didn't have too. A lot. I didn't learn about Chipotle and Qdoba before until like 2 years before I moved to LA. I was not even hip. I was Taco Bell.
When did Chipotle come out?
Shit, they've been out at least since 2002, 2003, I feel like.
Yeah, but it didn't get to like, where I lived in Syracuse, did not get there until I was probably freshman in college, maybe.
Yeah.
So like.
What year was that?
2013, 2014.
Oh, damn. That's a long time. You said Chipotle wasn't there till 2013?
Yeah, like when stuff came to our city, we knew about it. Like when the first Target opened close by, we're like, oh, Target's here now. Or Popeye's or Chick-fil-A was a huge one because that wasn't like
Chick-fil-A
in
was
Syracuse,
big out here too, yeah.
But like there was like a grand opening thing. It was on the news. It was
July 13, 1993, first Chipotle opened in Denver, Colorado.
In when? 93?
93, bro.
But think about it. It's a small chain. It probably stayed in Denver for the first few years until they could franchise it. Mm-hmm. Someone bought it and...
That's what I feel about Wingstop, because I didn't know about Wingstop until college either.
I was going to say, I thought I knew
Wingstop. Nah,
Starbucks
Wingstop
stuff.
Opened in 94 in Garland, Texas.
Oh, people be really like hankering down and letting that shit evolve, because you would think that like a wing company would die in that amount
of
time.
Well, it takes time for another company to then be like, okay, they're popular. I'm going to buy you and open up 50 more stores in different areas.
It's not a lot of money in food business. You have to get the money from franchising and opening multiple restaurants. Mm-hmm. The margin for profit in the food industry is small as fuck.
Right.
Which is why a lot of restaurants like Fridays and TGI, Chili's and all that, they make their money off of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of like small restaurants, they make their money off of alcohol because the food is cheap for the most part. Yeah. Unless it's a steakhouse, you ain't making a lot of money off of that shit.
That makes sense. That seems like a lot of stress to tie yourself to one location and the foot traffic of that as opposed to...
Well, and that's why there's so many Subways everywhere. It's because Subway doesn't require you to have, I think, an oven or something like that to open up a Subway. All you need is a fridge.
Oh, shit.
You don't need, like, a gas line to hook up an entire kitchen. You don't need a kitchen for a Subway. It's just prepping
it's
a
just
sandwich.
Like office
so that's
space.
Why there's so many Subways everywhere, because they cost so
How they
so
heat
little.
Up the bread?
I mean, you get, like, a toaster.
Yeah, a toaster oven.
But all you need is an outlet.
That's new, fairly new. That toaster oven shit, that happened within the last 10 years. Mm. Subway was doing cold subs. The only thing hot was the
meatball
sub. That was the only thing hot. Mm-hmm. They weren't even doing breakfast at first. They were literally just subs.
I wish Subway would get it together. I used to love Subway.
Yeah, that's the gift and the curse of the internet, though. You learn about how that fucking meat comes.
How nasty it is.
In a rubber case.
The internet was the worst thing that happened to the Subway.
But like the best thing, because they were doing worse things when no one knew what they were doing. Because imagine how much they didn't have to cover up because no one was looking at them.
Ooh. Right, that's what I'm saying. It was the worst thing. It was good for us, but it was the worst to happen. Even with Jared, the internet was the worst thing to happen to him too.
They got a hold of them DMs like, hey, nigga, what the fuck is this? You was walking her to kids' bedrooms, you fucking freak.
Freaking weird. Super weird. But Taco Bell, y'all remember Baja Blast?
Fuck yeah.
It's still a thing though, right?
Baja Blast is still a thing. Now it's gelato.
Wait.
Say what now?
They just dropped.
Fuck with them.
They just dropped.
A gelato flavor? Baja Blast. That ain't no reason not to fuck with them, man.
What are they doing, man?
What? That's extra.
I thought that Taco Bell, the CEO of Taco Bell, had caught the CEO of Pepsi Cola in some type of scandal. For them to have exclusivity rights to Baja Blast
for
14
for
years.
Oh, Taco Bell's the only one who has
that?
At
first, you couldn't get that shit nowhere. They weren't even selling it in the stores. You couldn't get it at 7-Eleven, supermarkets, none of this shit. You can get it now.
I do remember those commercials.
It was just at Taco Bell. I was
exclusive
like,
drinks is hilarious.
Catch him fucking a rhinoceros. Like a
I'm
rare
surprised more people, places don't do that. That's a good idea. Like if McDonald's was the only one that had like
making
of certain types of
drink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes like a lot of sense.
Probably post the Baja Blast issue with Taco Bell and Pepsi and whoever owned Mountain Dew, they probably stopped or put it.
I think Pepsi owns Taco Bell or something like that, or they got
a lot of them are now owned by larger.
Yeah, because that's how they got the connection with the Doritos Locos Taco too. Because Doritos was owned by Pepsi Company,
too. Oh, yeah, they got a lot. They're the only ones that's, like, rocking exclusive shit.
Dang, man. Right. And this nigga don't even fuck with them,
they're like
bro.
The supreme of food.
Come on, man.
That gelato, they over there experimenting.
Hey, that shit is, I bet it's fire.
I never liked Baja Blast.
That is fat. You didn't like Baja Blast?
I remember when it first dropped and it was hyped up, and I went to Taco Bell. I think I was in high school, and it was not that good.
I would drink Baja Blast out of a fat bitch's belly button.
Oh, my God. Like a little shot of it?
Yeah. I would, yeah. No
body
straw
shots
either. I just
so
stick
nasty.
My tongue in like a dog. Like that. That bitch could have just left the gym. I'm like, yes.
Oh,
give me
I've
that shit.
Somebody do that.
Yeah, body shot, yeah. Baby.
Drinking out of a belly button is the grossest thing to think about.
Nah, fuck that.
Well, you
fuck
used to do
that.
It.
Huh?
You used to do it.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about my mom?
Yeah.
When I was in the
yeah, because out of context, a nigga that just came in on that point was like, yo.
Out of context, that's pretty crazy.
Drink it out of your mom's belly button?
In
what kind of freaky shit?
In the womb. I haven't seen my mom's belly button since.
We've done way nastier stuff to suck something out of somebody's belly button. We've eaten ass, so.
Belly button might be nastier, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I've ate ass before. And been surprised by it.
Would you drink Baja Blast out of an ass?
Pour it right down the crack and I'll be at the bottom of it.
And put a straw in it and an umbrella. Mm-hmm.
That's a good time right there.
Tiki
That's
punch.
A good time.
That's tiki
75%
punch.
Of the shit I do just be for the story. Like,
it's like, I hate this, but it's a story.
It's a good-ass story. This might go good on stage. You never know, man. I just see that shit through. I be agonizing, but I be like, fuck it. Somebody gonna giggle at this shit, even if it's just me.
Oh,
I fuck with it, though. All right, Nick, tell us more about the album. We spent the last couple of minutes talking about this and make sure people are abreast on everything. First of all your content streaming on all the normal streaming platforms, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sunday Dinner, man, is just an album. It's my most personal album when we talked about, you know, just not wanting to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was like, you know, I couldn't tell this story when I dropped my first album at 27, 28 years old. I think I had to.
Yeah.
You know, become more of a man to be like, all right, I think it's time. And I had to have some conversations with different people in my family to be able to put, you know, just that story out there as well while telling mine. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to respect their position too. So it might not be no some things that they don't want the world to know. So yeah, that's what this album is about, just being vulnerable. Just
personal.
Very, very personal.
We come on, be like, what's up? It's Nick Grant. I just got tested. STD panel came back all negative.
Crazy.
What's going on? I've only had gonorrhea once. What's up? Fuck with your
only
boy.
Once.
You ain't had it once, you ain't fucking enough, bro.
Man.
What y'all talking about?
I ain't fucking enough.
I ain't fucking enough.
Somebody in South Carolina was fucking enough with 15 with siblings. 15 siblings. Somebody fucking enough for everybody.
Oh, man.
But that's great, man. I love that. And I think this is great when artists do this. I feel like the personal albums really hit with people different. And the vulnerability is a thing that, as men, we all kind of suffer with. And I'm getting better
for
with it. Even like with something as simple as asking for help, I had to create the space to allow people to even help me because I was so in fight or flight mode and survival mode. I was just used to like, oh, I'll get it done. I'll take care of it. I'll do it instead of asking for help.
Right.
And my wife wanted it. I was just like, you don't create the space for people. She's like, you better create the space for people to love you.
Mm.
You have to create the space. So like making a vulnerable album is beneficial, not just for the fans to understand and connect with you, but also for yourself to be able to grow and get to that next level. Of mature.
I mean, absolutely, so. Absolutely. I think I put my all into this, like literal tears into this, like just having conversations with different people and like we like crying and bitch ass nigga, you in there crying. Get in the booth. Just a lot of moments like that.
That's dope.
A lot of moments like that. You know, we like black, super black family, but you know, we emotional.
We can't never get it too much. We're like, I love your bitch ass suit.
Yeah.
It can't never just say I love you. It always gotta be a little jab at the end. They be like, oh, I see you. Oh, you got a nice fit on, my boy. Look ugly. Yeah, you still ugly as fuck, though. Your fit fire, but you ugly. Like, why are we doing this?
Nah,
this is grandma's funeral. Why are we doing this here?
Yeah. Nah, for sure. It's 100% that. So, like, yeah, it's all of that. It's the laughter. It's the pain. It's, you know, all of the ups and downs of my life, just different things that I went through.
Yeah, I'm super proud of it, man. I'm like super excited to see what people think, because, you know, a lot of my fans, they see the freestyles, they hear me on records with different people, but it's like, yo, he's nice, but we don't know him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I remember sitting one time with Nas one time.
Flex!
Big yeah, flex. Big I was chilling with Nas.
Sitting, you know, like, yeah, you dope, but what else?
Yeah.
And I think this is my what else. So
nice.
I'm excited about this.
Anybody you haven't worked with that you want to work with, and maybe in the near future, or like how Cole did the, they did the compilation album and they pulled a lot of people in. Anybody that you haven't had a chance to, or anybody we should look out for? That you could give us a little inkling into.
I'm working on one. Uh-huh. One of them. I'm working on Kendrick.
Nice.
So I'm working hell on that yeah. one. I wanted to make it happen for this album.
I mean, if you were just randomly sitting with Nas, I think it's possible.
Yeah. Nas.
No, I got him, he's a big one. I know he reached out. He said some dope stuff about me.
Hell yeah.
Jay-Z.
Woo.
Jay-Z's at like the top of my list. He's at the top of everybody's
you
list.
You get the J verse, nigga.
But one of them that I was really close to was Andre 3000.
What?
Wow. Yeah, I was like so close.
What?
I was
nigga,
so close.
I would have found a way.
No
nigga,
one gets close.
I tried so hard.
He would have had to get a restraining order on me. Once I know he's interested, restraining order next if we don't make it happen.
Nigga, so look, he calls like my manager one day, and then he's like, yo, pull up to the studio. I pull up. He's like, man, if we did a song together, you would make me rap better. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm out of here.
That's
first,
the
nigga.
Fucking that's biggest wild. Compliment.
And I'm like, I'm looking around, and my homeboy's with me. He's like tapping me like this. Did you just hear that? Mm-hmm. But I'm like in shock, because I'm like, yo, this is nigga. What
yeah.
Fucking ATLians.
Nigga.
Southern Playalistic and mm-hmm. all of this shit. So I'm looking. He's like, yeah, let me know when you win, you know, Dallas. I'm going to come to a show. Like, this motherfucker ain't coming to no show, nigga. Don't lie to me.
Yeah.
So we get to Dallas one day. No, he got a real distinct voice. He's coming down the hall. But a black dude, like real Southern, real nigga, you know what I mean? Coming down the hall. I'm like, yo, he really came. He kept his word, you know? And at this time, I didn't have like the ills of the business just hitting me, you know what I'm saying? So when somebody keeping their word at that point is like, ah, y'all niggas said the business went a different way. So
yeah.
For one of my heroes to actually keep their word and come to the show, they go to tears again.
Yeah.
You in here crying, nigga? Look at this lady, man.
Damn.
So he goes out into the crowd. Like, nigga, ain't nothing but 10 niggas here. Yo, let's take a pic. Let people know I'm here. By the time we took the pic and went out there, bro, it was like 100 people.
Sheesh.
Just in the crowd. My worst show ever, though, because he's like rapping my lyrics. It's everybody in the crowd is looking at him. I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. I'm like, yo, I'm throw it off, bro, but it was like
hell, that's so that's dope. Nuts.
One of the dope.
That's a dope
ever.
Ass story, bro.
Yeah, nah, he's super dope. Real dude, real genuine person, man. Mm-hmm. I got a lot
that's
of love
fucking
for Andre
dope,
3000.
Man.
That's lit. That's a really good story.
Hell yeah. Alright, listen. Sunday Dinner is out September 22nd, all streaming platforms.
Yes.
Tour after that. Make sure you check him out. Hit him up on Instagram.
Nick Grant Music.
Everything. There it is. Everything. Hit him up on all the socials and make sure you check it out. Streaming shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Stream these albums.
Run
listen
it up.
To it. Run it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start something for the older artists too, like MJG, A Ball, Tila, all of them. We're going to run they shit up, man. Make sure our legends and our people that added to this amazing genre of music are appreciated. And that's something so simple that we can do. So let's get back to our people for making dope and amazing music. As always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
This is another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. We'll see you next week, guys.
Later, y'all.
Peace.
Yes.